This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
I guess that's the one thing Nintendo might still have going for them, is like Mario Kart and all that crap.
Yeah, they're like the last bastion of couch multiplayer.
Yeah, because they have Mario Kart, Mario Party, Mario Bros.
Yeah.
I guess they're all Mario games. That is Nintendo, so whatever.
Yep. Did you see how they're doing Mario and Raving Rabbids crossover?
I haven't seen that, no. I've played the Raving Rabbit games, but I've never been too big of a fan.
Yeah. There was, like, no story. It was all just, like, cheap jokes.
I know.
Just, like, not very hard humor. I don't know. They were funny, but it's, like, there wasn't anything captivating about the game.
It's like, right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of games that they could revamp and bring back, but they'd have to do it right. They can't botch it and destroy it like they did Crash Bandicoot. I'd like to see one with Ty the Tasmanian Tiger.
That was a boomerangs. Good, yeah. That was a cool series. Or Jack and Daxter. That was. Those games still stand up, man. You can play them right now, and you'll have a great time.
Yeah, but you go back and look at some of those graphics, and you're like, oh, man, yeah. You are hard to look at.
Well, that's like what I said a few podcasts ago about how I think when games are limited like that, they just make better games. Because now the emphasis is, how can we make this game look as good as it can be? Other than, how can we make this game just as much of a good game
awesome
as possible, you know?
That's weird.
Like, it's just...
Spyro. Oh, frick. Spyro is another one they botched.
Spyro was...
They destroyed Spyro.
Yeah. And that game's so broken, too.
I know.
I love watching speedruns. Because I'm a nerd like that.
Of the old ones?
Of just, like, any games. I'll just watch them.
Oh, I know. I watched a recent speedrun.
Yeah.
With Wind Waker.
Oh.
Where they were trying to get through the wall.
3 hours long. There's not very many.
No, only recently have they broken the record.
Nice.
And they found out another way to get through that invisible barrier.
What was the run? Was it less than an hour? Or is it still pretty long?
I don't know specifics.
Because before, a standard was like 2 hours and 45 minutes or something like that. I think the world record used to be that. I don't know.
Let's see.
I haven't followed it in a while. Not that it matters.
It's still 3 hours and 55 minutes. But it's because they found out how to get through the wall. Huh.
Break them walls.
Yep.
Wow. Sneezy breezy.
Owie.
Were you trying to fight it? Were you trying to hold it back?
I know how to fight it. There's a trick you can do. You hold out, you extend your arm. I do my left arm. But you hold your thumb in your hand and squeeze it. You know, you hold your thumb with all four fingers and you extend your arm when you're about to sneeze, and you'll come to like the climax of the sneeze. And then it'll just disappear.
What?
I really, really freaked some people out with that one time because they didn't believe me. And then they did it.
What the hell?
And they just looked at me and they're like, you're a wizard, Harry. And I was like, yeah, you dang straight.
You hold your thumb?
Yeah, I've done it in public when I don't want to sneeze or cause commotion or something. Or like it's really quiet and I'm taking a test or something. You know?
That's
weird. I'll hold out my arm and like squeeze my thumb with my hand.
That's really weird.
I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to describe it without like showing you. You just grab your thumb. You put your thumb in your palm and then you wrap your fingers around it and squeeze as hard as you can without breaking your thumb, of course. And then when you're about to sneeze, you just hold it tightly and it'll go away.
That's weird.
You got to do it real quick, though, because as soon as you know that a sneeze is coming on, you got to do it.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty witchcraft.
I wonder how much of that is, like, just human psychology. Like, saying, oh, since I'm doing this thing, it's going to stop me from sneezing. And just that alone.
You know, I've thought the same thing, but after doing it myself, I think it has to do something with your nervous system.
Huh.
You know those people, those, what do they call them? Podiatrists? Foot doctors?
Mm-hmm.
They say that, like, certain oils or certain massage points on your foot will cure, like, a headache or, like, a stomach cramp or stuff like that, you know?
That's weird.
It's or even, like, heartburn. Hmm. Certain oils on certain parts of your foot. There's, like, that's diagrams you can look up.
That's really strange.
It's very weird because it doesn't make sense, but I think it has to do with your nervous system.
Huh. Probably.
Just senses. Most sense. You know when you have, like, you know when you have, like, an itch on, like, your elbow or something? And you know it's, like, right there, and you keep itching, but it's not going away. Mm. And then you scratch, like, a different part of your arm, and it goes away.
Right.
Or have you not have that?
Not, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I'll sometimes get an itch on a certain part of my body where I know it's there, and I can feel it. I'll scratch it, but it won't go away.
Mm.
But I'll scratch, like, a different part of my body, and that's where the itch is. Like, my mind tricks itself into thinking the itch is somewhere else.
Right. That's weird.
And, like, I'm like, come on, go away, you stupid thing. And I'll itch somewhere else and it'll go away.
Hmm.
So, who knows? That thumb trick, though, I'd like to... That's something I could probably research or study.
Yeah. That's weird. I never heard about that before. I'll have to try it out sometime.
Right.
But yeah, I always thought that, like, you hear those commercials about... Do you want to... career in the medical field or whatever, like, what do they say? Well, it's like saying that, but it's like for massage therapy, like going to school to become a massage therapist is working in healthcare. That was it, a career in healthcare. And you, it's like school for massage therapy. I've always had a problem with that. And chiropractors too, like chiropractic and massage, I don't see as healthcare. Because to me, they're just momentary fixes, you know? Like, you get a massage, you have to go back, like, a month later. Because you still have tension somewhere, because it builds up.
The chiropractors, though, you go back multiple times, and they reconfigure the structure of your spine, or even muscles in your neck. Yeah, but, I
mean, my point is, if you don't change your lifestyle, your body's going to go back to the way it was before. So, I mean, it's just continuous. You just always have to keep going in. So, like, I could see you using it in conjunction with, like, changing your eating style or changing your exercise plan, you know? But it's weird. I don't know. I still don't consider them healthcare. It's, like, momentary fixes. I don't know. Just the way I see it. But they've recently discovered neurons in, like, your intestines and stomach. So what you eat actually has more of an impact on your...
There's so much study going on for everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, on your physiology and the way you think and your mood. A lot of it is connected with what you're eating, what's going on in your gut, which is crazy.
Not to mention, like, each person, their body is going to react differently to certain situations. There's no all-encompassing thing. I mean, for certain things there are, but even they have small tweaks.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about, like, mental health and stuff, and I was just saying, in my opinion, we only know the tip of the iceberg when it comes to, like, mental illnesses, like depression and schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Everything is just, we have no idea.
I could agree with that, yeah.
I mean, we're way more understanding than we used to be. I mean...
Yeah, it's just very difficult to explore.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's no way you can, and...
There's no physical way that you can, like...
Yeah, you can't experiment on people. Like, that's just messed up.
Right.
That's crazy.
Cray cray.
And a lot of it they can't explain with language. I know a few schizophrenics, and it's, I don't know, it's crazy. It's a crazy thing. And they all get diagnosed with, like, multiple things. It just makes you wonder, you know, like, is it really multiple things, or is it just one thing that's going wrong? Because, I don't know, it's crazy. The neurochemistry of the brain is such a balance of chemicals, and it's just nuts. The slightest imbalance can just tip the scale just enough to make you act a certain way.
Something that's always interested me as well are studies done on, like, autism. Because they'll excel in a certain area of their brain or, like, you know, or develop certain skills. And then other ones, they just lack.
Yeah.
And that's something that's always interested me. I've watched a couple of videos recently on that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, because we've known people at UCAS, the school we went to, that had autism, and they were, like, extremely smart in certain classes. And then they just struggled either socially or in other areas, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of amazing how smart they can be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like the photographic memory and stuff like that.
Yeah. That was a great school, man. I really, I just liked the environment. I don't know. It was like they were all there just for the academic side of it, you know? It wasn't the social bullshit of normal high schools. There was no drama.
Right.
There weren't cliques. It was like the whole student body of the entire school was like maybe 500 kids, and that's pushing it.
Exactly.
It was pretty small, yeah.
Because it's just sophomore, junior, senior.
Mm-hmm.
Each class was maybe 120 people.
Yeah.
If that.
It was cool.
I hear it's changed a lot recently, though, since the, what do they call it?
The faculty since switched
the director, up. The faculty changed. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. The faculty has changed so much that the school in general has changed as well.
Yeah.
That's a trend I actually have noticed with charter schools, because I've gone to charter schools for maybe quite a while.
Yeah.
I kind of got lucky. I got into the first or the second or the third generation of each school, and they only last about maybe four or five generations until they start to tip. So the first one I went to was obviously, what was it called? Mountainville Academy, which was kind of like a elementary and junior high. And I went there from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And after that, I had left. Administration changed, and the school took a dive. The elementary portion of it is still okay, but the junior high portion is totally scrapped. And then I went to Mazer for 9th grade, and I got the tail end of the good on that school as well. And as soon as they went into a new building and their administration changed again, it took a dive. Took a dive bomb.
Yeah.
And UCAS was going strong.
Jeez.
UCAS was going strong for about 8 years because my older cousins went there. And we got through it perfectly fine. But people that came through UCAS as soon as Mr. Barron had retired, it took a dive as well. So it's kind of just weird. Those charter schools, their vision starts out really good. And they have a couple of good years of school. But as soon as their administration changes, it's all jealousy, greed, and whatnot that kind of corrupt it. And then they just take a dive.
Yeah. Well, sounds like Logan.
It's like society, man.
Yeah.
Entropy, I guess you could call it.
They're saying Logan got stung. So he may have gotten stung on the foot. I'm going to have to go get him.
Sorry, I'm losing you.
So we might have to call it here, man.
Oh, okay. He got stung by a bee? Yeah, I can hear you.
Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
I got to go.
Nah, I can't hear you at all. Our connection just went to shit. I think I'm by myself now. All right, whatever. Well, that's episode, whatever. Have a good night. I'll stop recording at this time.
Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. So really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.